今天记住的历史人物商鹿。
Today's historical figure, Shang Lu.
你有没有过这样的时刻？
Have you ever had such a moment?
明明已经很努力了。
Even though I've tried my best.
却总觉得还不够。
But I always feel that it's not enough.
有时坚持原则。
Sometimes it's important to stand firm on one's principles.
又担心得罪人，想走捷径。
Worried about offending others and trying to take shortcuts.
又觉得对不起自己。
I feel sorry for myself again.
如果你正在经历这种拉扯。
If you are experiencing this tug of war.
那今天我跟你聊一个人。
Today, I want to talk to you about a person.
大明王朝唯一的连中三元考神。
The only person in the great Ming dynasty who could pass the three-level exam with a perfect score.
他是内阁首辅，位极人臣，一生三次被罢官。
He was the first prime minister of the cabinet, and he held the position for three times, but was eventually dismissed.
又三次被启用。
Enabled for the third time.
他敢在所有人都闭嘴的时候。
He dared to speak when everyone else was silent.
站出来骂权。
Stand up and curse the power.
权倾朝野的大太监头子。
The head of the big eunuchs in the court.
他叫商鹿。
His name is Shang Lu.
一个把自己活成了矛盾体的人。
A person who lives a contradictory life.
既圆润又锋利。
Round and sharp.
既隐忍又刚烈。
Both taciturn and resolute.
我们先说他是个什么样的学霸。乡试第一名，会试第一名。
Let's start by saying that he was a brilliant student who came first in the imperial examinations and also came first in the second round of the imperial examinations.
殿试第一名。
First place in the exam.
这叫连中三元。
This is called hitting the three in a row.
整个大明王朝276年能做到这样的就他一人。
No one in the entire Ming dynasty could have done this in 276 years.
但你不知道，他第一次考进士其实落榜了。
But you don't know that he actually failed the exam the first time he took it.
那时候
At that time,
明朝有个不成文的规定。
In the Ming dynasty, there was a regulation that
落榜的优等生可以保送国子监。
A student who failed the exam can be admitted to the imperial examination.
相当于中央党校，等于进了后备干部库，镀个金，混几年照样当官。换你。
Equating the central party school to entering a gold mine, spending a few years, and then still being asked about government positions.
你会怎么选？
How to choose?
大半个身子都湿了。
Half of my body was wet.
顺着水就进去了。
Go along the water and enter.
商路没有。
There is no road.
他说学问这东西掺不得半点水。
He said that knowledge and learning should be pure and without any adulteration.
他卷起铺盖回了浙江老家，回家又读了十年书。
He packed up his belongings and returned to his hometown in Zhejiang to study for another 10 years.
十年不是那种假装。
10 years is not a lie.
努力，从四书五经一字一句重新读起。
Strive to read from the four books and five classics, one word at a time.
把每一个精义嚼碎了咽下去的那种笨功夫。
The kind of clumsy effort that involves chewing every piece of food until it's completely broken down and swallowed.
等他从那个书屋里走出来的时候
When he came out of the bookshelf,
整个大明文坛都欠了欠身子
The entire Ming Dynasty art circle owed a debt.
我讲这个不是为了让你也去读书
I'm not telling you this so that you'll also go read.
我想说的是
What I want to say is
今天我们活在一个什么时代
Today, we live in what era?
三天就要学一个技能，七天实现财务自由。
Three days to learn a skill, seven days to achieve financial freedom.
全都迷恋。
All are obsessed.
速成，迷恋弯道超车。
Speeding and cutting in front of other vehicles.
真正能穿越周期的不是聪明。
What truly allows one to transcend the cycle is not intelligence.
是底盘，底盘不稳，风来了。
The chassis is unstable and the wind is blowing.
看着会飞，风停。
Watching the wind stop flying.
必定摔死。
Must fall.
底盘扎实。
Solid chassis.
即使冷板凳做到冰，照样能等到春天。
Even if the winter is long and cold, spring will eventually come.
如果你觉得他只是个书呆子
If you think it's just a nerd,
那就太小看他了
That's too modest of you.
正统十四年就发生了一件差点让大明亡国的事
In the 14th year of the Qing reign, a near disaster occurred that almost caused the Ming dynasty to collapse.
土木堡之变
The Battle of Toshu Pass.
皇帝朱祁镇在太监王振的提议下
Emperor Zhu Qijun under the suggestion of Eunuch Wang Zhen.
可以说是蛊惑下
It can be said that it is a seducer.
结果御驾亲征
Result, the emperor personally led the troops.
全军覆没。
Total annihilation.
皇帝本人被蒙古野先俘虏，消息传回北京，怎么样
？What news did the emperor receive about the Mongols capturing the emperor?
朝廷炸锅了。
The court is in chaos.
大臣们哭成一片。
The ministers were crying.
有人提议赶紧南迁，迁都南京，说好听点叫战略转移。
Some people suggest moving the capital to Nanjing quickly, which is also called a strategic transfer.
说难听就是逃跑。
Saying it's difficult is an excuse.
关键时候，商路站了出来。
When the time came, Shang Lu stepped forward.
他不是武将。
He is not a warrior.
手里没有一兵一卒。
No soldiers or weapons.
他就是个文官，写文章出身。
He is a civil servant who writes articles.
但他跟于谦一起。
But he was with Yu Qian.
硬是把百官的情绪稳住了。
Successfully calmed the emotions of the officials.
说不能跑。
I can't run.
京城是大明的。
Beijing is the capital of the Ming dynasty.
根一动。
Every inch is moving.
整个明朝就散架了。
The entire Ming dynasty collapsed.
他立足马上立新军调兵勤王。
He stood on the horse, raised the new army, captured the king.
死守北京。
Hold Beijing.
你知道那时候意味着什么吗
？Do you know what it means at that time？
万一打输了
，If you lose，
他会被第一个推出来。
He will be the first one to be taken out。
当替罪羊，历史会怎么写
？How would a criminal history be written？
他会说他不自量力，误国的书生。
He is a scholar who says that he is too arrogant and is ruining the country.
但他扛住了。
But he persevered.
后来北京守住了，大明转危为安，史书上写了四个字。
Later, Beijing defended itself against the anti-rebellion, and the phrase Great Ming, turning crisis into opportunity, was written on the walls.
独撑危局。
Solely referring to the crisis.
我当时看到这段，后背还是有点凉意。
I felt a little chilly when I saw this part.
我在想。
I was thinking.
如果有一天我遇到危急情况。
If one day I encounter a dangerous situation,
身边的人都在恐慌，
everyone around me is panicking.
都在往后缩的时候，
as they all move backward,
我有克服恐惧的定力吗？
Do I have the ability to overcome fear?
不一定要什么惊天动地的事，
It doesn't have to be something earth-shattering.
可能团队要黄了的时候能说一句
What if the team is about to fall apart?
还有办法，在家人非常焦虑的时候说一句别怕，有我呢。
There's still a way to say don't worry, I'm here when family members are very anxious.
在那种至暗时刻成为压舱石或者指南针的人，
The person who becomes a pillar of support or a guiding light in that dark moment.
那才是牛人。
That's the real expert.
你会不会觉得生路？
Will you feel like you're being watched?
这个人脾气特别硬，梗得不会拐弯。
This person is very stubborn and inflexible.
不是，新皇帝朱祁钰登基后有个很棘手的问题。
After the new emperor Zhu Qiyu ascended the throne, there was a very tricky problem.
就摆在他面前。
It's right in front of him.
那个被俘的同父异母的兄弟朱祁镇，要被蒙古人放回来了。
A half-brother of Zhu Qishan, who was rescued, is about to be returned by the Mongols.
接收还是不接
？Accept or reject？
朱祁钰
，Zhu Kai，
心里有个小心思
，A secret plan in mind，
不想接
，Don't want to，
原因
，Reason，
懂吧
？Do you understand？
好不容易当了皇帝
，Finally I became an emperor，
他回来了，算怎么回事？
What's going on? He's back.
但不接国家的体统，说不过去。
But the idea of a nation's system is beyond the reach.
兄弟人伦的面子也过不去。
It's impossible to pass the test of family honor.
满朝文武分成两派，僵到哪儿？
The officials and military personnel are divided into two factions.And are stuck.
这时候，商路出场。
At this time, Shang Lu appeared.
他没有站在道德的高地上。
He didn't stand on the moral high ground.
要求皇帝必须结。
The emperor must marry.
也没有符合说。
No, that's not right.
那就不结。
Then it won't.
遇到这种事。
Encountering such a situation.
说自己是君臣之义
，saying that one is a loyal subject，
伤新皇帝的面子，给面子又坏。
The emperor's face is not good, and he is not good。
国家体统
，national system。
他巧妙的斡旋
，his skillful mediation，
在接驾中强调
，emphasize in the process of taking on the job。
迎父皇兄以拳打乱
，punching my elder brother，
将此举定性为恢复亲情伦理
，characterize this as restoring family ethics，
而非权力更迭
，not power transition，
同时又给出了非常周全的礼仪安排
，also provided a very comprehensive set of etiquette arrangements。
确保新皇帝的权威不受到任何损害。
Ensure that the new emperor's authority is not undermined.
可以说把台阶都铺到了皇帝的脚底下。
This means that the emperor's feet were literally placed on the steps.
让新皇帝安心。
Let the new emperor feel at ease.
那皇帝呢，顺着就下来了。
And the emperor came down.
最后，原来那位朱祁镇被接了回来。
Finally, the original Zhu Qijun was brought back.
国家体面保住了。
The country's dignity has been preserved.
兄弟关系
Brotherhood
看着也圆满了。
Looks like they've reached their peak.
这件事让我想起过去。
This reminds me of the past.
总说要坚持原则。
In short, we must adhere to principles.
就要硬碰硬。
Just go head on.
原来有智慧的人是能守住底线的前提下。
Only when people with wisdom can uphold their principles.
找到给所有人都能下的台阶。
Find a staircase that everyone can use.
有原则还要会变通。
Having principles is important, but it's also important to be flexible.
这就不是圆滑了。
This is not smooth.
是同理心。
Empathy.
要能读懂。
To be able to read.
每个人的恐惧和诉求。
Each person's fears and desires.
然后找到一个最大公约数。
Then find the greatest common divisor.
有这种能力，在任何时候都是稀缺品，不可替代的。事情。
Having this ability is a rare and irreplaceable thing at any time.
到这里还没有完，最让人震撼的。
That's not the end. The most shocking part is yet to come.
在他的晚年，那时候。
In his later years.
他已经七十多岁了。
He is over 70 years old.
当上了内阁首辅。
Once you've become a member of the cabinet.
一人之下。
One below.
万人之上。按说打拼了一辈子。该歇歇了。
With so many people, it's time to rest.
有些事睁一只眼闭一只眼就过去了。
Some things are better left unsaid.
但偏偏这个时候。
But strangely, at this time,
宫里出了一个叫汪直的太监。
There was a eunuch named Wang Zhai in the palace.
创立了新公司西厂。
Established a new company, West Factory.
他是个特务头子。
He is a person who likes to wear hats.
抓谁都不用经过任何法律程序。
Anyone can be arrested without going through any legal procedures.
谁得罪他就让谁消失。
Whoever offends him will disappear.
满朝文武没有一个敢说。
No one in the imperial court dared to say it.
汪直半个字。
A single word.
商路就敢上书。
Xu Lu dared to submit.
七十多岁的老人写了一封弹劾汪直的奏折。
A 70-year-old old man wrote a petition to impeach Wang Zuo.
还列出了十大罪，条条致命。
Also listed 10 deadly offenses.
身边人都劝他。
Everyone around him advised him.
您都这岁数了
You're all this age.
何必呢
Why bother?
您斗不过他的。商路说了一句很朴素的话
You said that you can't beat him in business, which is a very simple statement.
明知不可为
Knowing it's impossible.
但意之所在
But I know where it is.
不得不为。意思
Must be.
就是我知道可能赢不了。
I know that I probably won't win.
但这件事是对的。
But this is right.
我就必须做。
I have to do it.
后来他被罢官。
Later, he was dismissed from office.
一个三朝元。
Three times a day.
一个连中三元的考神。
An old, highly skilled test taker.
一个曾经拯救过大明的人。
A person who once saved the Ming dynasty.
却被一个太监赶回了老家。
However, he was driven back to his hometown by a eunuch.
但他敢于说不。后世史书写他四个字。
But he dared to say no, and the future generations would write his four characters.
一代名臣，那个王职呢，被钉在奸臣的耻辱柱上。商路这一生三起三落。
The famous minister Wang Zhai, who was a traitor, was nailed to the shameful pillar of the traitor.
经历了三个皇帝，被贬过。
Experienced three emperors being deposed.
被启用过。
Nabled.
最终在老家安然离世。
Finally, he passed away peacefully at home.
他给我们留了一个问题。
He left us a question.
后
After,
代人这一生到底应该怎么去活
？How should one live in this life?
他给的用韧性对抗浮躁。
He teaches us to be resilient and not to be easily swayed by our emotions.
用定力穿越周期。
Through the cycle with determination,
用智慧化解复杂。
Solve complex problems with intelligence.
然后用骨头守住最里面的那道线。
Then use bones to protect the innermost line.
那条线是什么
？What is that line?
有时你可以妥协，办很多事情。
Sometimes you can compromise on many things.
但有保留一两件自己的东西是打死。
But I reserve the right to kill a few of my own things.
也不能让给别人的，属于自己的根本的东西。
Don't let others take away what is yours.
那个根本是什么
？What is that?
你得去找。
You have to find it.
所以，可能你现在正经历一些很难的事。
So, you might be going through some difficult times right now.
比如在某些关系里进退两难。
For example, in some relationships, it's difficult to know how to proceed.
如果你觉得坚持自己太难了。
If you find it too difficult to persevere.
这就是我想把商路处理人事物。方式送给你的原因。
This is the reason why I want to give you this way of handling business affairs.
其实有时笨办法可能才是最好的办法。
Sometimes the simplest approach is the best.
每个人心都是柔软的。
Everyone's heart is soft.
但也是坚硬的。
But it is also hard.
大多数时候可以低调隐忍。
Most of the time, you can be low-key and patient.
也可以在关键时刻挺身而出。
Can also step up and take action at critical moments.
需要找准时机，就能成就自己。人需要在事中磨练。
It takes the right timing to achieve one's goals.One needs to hone their skills in the process.
在事中去求索。
To seek in the middle.
能谋善断。
To make wise decisions.
找到自己的高级活法。
Find your own way to live.
也愿你在这个复杂的时代里找到真正的自己。
I also want to find my true self in this complex era.
也欢迎在评论区告诉我。
Also, please let me know in the comments if you have any questions.
你在什么事情上曾经也有过明知不可为而为之的那个瞬间？关注我。
Have you ever been interested in my moments when I did something even though I knew it was impossible?
带你透过历史缝隙。
Take you through the historical gaps.
看懂人情世故。
Understanding human relationships and social customs.
每天了解一个历史人物。
Learn one historical figure every day.
我们下期见。
See you next time.